We set out to define who would or would not benefit from taxane chemotherapy. And we did this study where we recruited women with locally advanced breast cancers. And we did core biopsies in the outpatient clinic, about six core biopsies, before they started taxotere monotherapy. And after four cycles of taxane monotherapy, we measured the primary cancer again, and we compared the clinical reduction in tumor size with taxotere chemotherapy. The patients then underwent surgery. Now, from the pre-treatment core biopsies, from each core, we were able to extract about 3 to 6 micrograms of RNA. And from here, we extracted the RNA away from the DNA and protein, amplified this 254, and hybridized it onto an Affymetrix chip. Then we basically did a T-test, an elaborate T-test, between the women who responded versus those that did not respond, a good guy, bad guy, case control study design, to find differentially expressed genes between responders and non-responders to taxotere chemotherapy. With that, we found 92 differentially expressed genes between those that would or would not respond. Because it was a small sample size of 24 patients, we were able to do with an analysis tool called LEAF-1-OUT cross-validation. And people are getting used to this. And this LEAF-1-OUT cross-validation, what the analysis tool does is it takes one sample out, and then it reanalyzes everything and guesses the status of the sample that's taken out. And this can be done 2,000 different ways. And when we did that, we found that we were 88% accurate in predicting who would or would not respond to taxotere chemotherapy. And then the next 8 patients that came in, what we did was we basically guessed whether or not they would respond, and we got it right 8 out of 8 times. And on the basis of that, that's the basis of the Lancet paper, we have gone on to try and establish patterns for different chemotherapies, and through the spore mechanism, we have now almost completed a 120-patient study looking at profiles for taxotere and for AC, and preliminary data indicate that they're different, so that in the near future, we may be able to have expression profiles for response to taxotere and to AC so that we can individualize treatment for women with breast cancer.